Blog Talk Radio.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston.
It's time for the next edition of the Riveting Jumble Justice Radio Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio. Turn up your speakers and listen closely, since you may be asked questions later. Keep your phone handy, since we encourage you to call in your comments to the host and guests on today's show. The listener call-in number is 347-996-5983. Once again, the number is 347-996-5983. You will also find the number on the top of the homepage for the Jumble Justice Radio Show. I'm Audrey, your technical and spiritual advisor for the radio broadcast. And now, without further delay, allow me to introduce your eminently qualified and inspiring host for Jumble Justice, Professor Keith Haley.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Audrey England, and one more time out of hundreds and hundreds of times you've got our show set up for us and we're ready to go. And we also want to thank Mike Sorrento and Lucy Spears, who do research for us, as well as Audrey doing some of those things. And how could we do it without you? We couldn't. That's the thing. And you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, as you know, or you wouldn't be on the Blog Talk Radio. And what we do with this show called Jumble Justice is we try to discuss and comment on news, issues, and events, and special developments in the always difficult and sometimes humorous practice of criminal justice. There are some funny things in the news tonight. I have a lot of news, and I'm going to do something rather different than the content show of the show tonight, the major content part, and I'll explain that in just a moment. But anyway, our show is dedicated to those energetic and tireless police, courts, corrections, and juvenile justice professionals who protect us throughout the United States and around the world. But you know what? I'm not one to really gripe about that. Back in the Ice Age, when I was a beat police officer, I didn't need somebody pat me on the back and thanking me for my service every day or once a week or whatever. But, you know, you don't hear much about that anymore. I mean, jump in a police car and see what these men and women do in a period of 8 hours of shift. And if you're in a busy urban area or out in a rural sheriff area where your next call's, you know, 60 miles away or way out west somewhere where you're, you know, who could even cover your beat in a day if you drove across it? These are people that dedicate their lives to this. They're not doing it for the money. No one would do it for the money in these busy police departments. But anyway, I think we need more of that, and maybe I'll talk about that later. What we try to do is look inside the lives of these professions and the professional people who perform those activities and skills. And you're listening on Block Talk Radio. We want to thank Alan Levy, as we always do, or most of the time. He's the CEO of BTR and the genius behind this particular medium. And just keep in mind that you could have your own radio show, and literally, I'd like to see somebody race to who could get their show set up the quickest. But you can set it up in 10 minutes. I mean, you're set to go, and unless you're doing a prime time thing, I think that's 8 to 10 or 7 to 10. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything to broadcast worldwide to an unlimited number of listeners. It's absolutely free, and you can do free 14 hours a week. Can you believe that? If somebody woke up who passed on in 1980, they wouldn't even believe that. But anyway, the shows are also archived, of course, and you can play them on your iPhones or, you know, whatever you've got. Ooh, excuse me, I didn't mean to advertise for Apple there, but you probably know by now I'm sold on Apple products, and I'm trying to resist buying the new things. I do like the idea of that larger phone, but I'll have to check that out because I'm real pleased with my my iPhone 5S. Tonight's show is going to consist of some news, of course, and what we'll do is talk about some things, and we do have a blonde joke for tonight, as we always do, and let's see what this blonde joke is about tonight. Audrey always picks them for us as of late, and this is kind of interesting. A blonde, during her company's periodic password audit — she worked for a company, and once a year they check the password, they do an audit — a blonde employee was found to be using this password: Goofy, Huey, Louie, Dewey, Daisy, Donald, Mickey, Minnie, Phoenix. When she was asked why she had such a long password, the boss said that my password had to be at least 8 characters long and have at least one capital. Well, it does. It has Phoenix. How about that? Oh, that's funny. I like that one. And, of course, we like to... tonight will be very appropriate, since I'll tell you what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be using the National Rifle Association's website and some of the things that they have posted there, and I'll comment on those in just a moment. But we also want to help the Ohio Coalition Against Firearms get their message out to people throughout the world. And once again, here's what they have to say.
Carrying concealed handguns in Ohio? It's a deadly idea. A message from the Ohio Coalition Against Gun Violence.
I shouldn't say this, but maybe one of these days these guys will figure out, if you go to places where there's really a high percentage of gun owners in the neighborhood, guess what happens to crime? It goes down. That's been shown all kinds of times. Now, and you take the guns away from crooks, not ordinary citizens. Okay, we have a green tip for tonight, and this one I'm going to... trust that you've seen about, but our green tip for tonight is that when you're sitting in a room and you're doing work or whatever, you got a overhead light on, turn the overhead light off and just use a desk light. It uses less power. You're help keeping the planet cool, because we really have to worry about that. I guess it's been heating. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It hasn't heated up at all since 1996, but they keep the green thing going. I'll have a news story about that too, because California just passed a law for the state, the first in the nation, that now outlaws plastic bags. And I'm trying to figure out plastic bag versus paper bag versus reusable bag. If you count all that up, how's that affecting the planet? Somebody up there keeps the big scoreboard, and we'll have to meet that person someday, him or her, and see what really works and what doesn't. But keep in mind, Al Gore made billions from this, what I would call essentially not having experimented in it too much or explored it, I think he may be off a little bit, but he's very, very wealthy. Okay, let's take a look at some of the news tonight, and I'm going to sort of run through this pretty quick, and so we can get down to our day. Did you see that Clemson University, which is a state university, has suspended its online Title IX training program after some students protested that it asked questions that were too personal? Have you read what some of these questions were? This is an update today, because yesterday they just had news about the program. University officials will review the mandatory training, which deals with preventing sexual violence in the context of the federal gender equity law known as Title IX. Now, do you know what these people used to ask you? As of yesterday, and it stopped yesterday, the course contained a survey that asked questions like, how many times have you had sex, including oral sex, in the last 3 months? And excerpts from it were published by the website Campus Reform. According to the website, the training model is a product of Campus Clarity, which provides online training program to colleges nationwide. But can you believe that? They're asking those type of personal questions, and I guess they got a lot of negative response about that, and they've pulled the thing back. Well, here's some of the things they asked that, how much sex have you had like in the last 3 months? I hit the wrong article. I just read the update. And then they ask you questions with how many different people have you had sex, including all different kinds of sex. And why in the world would that be the business of the university and think that has anything to do with preventing on-campus rapes and sexual assaults? Who knows? I love this little piece of news. You probably heard this one. I'll pause while you take a whiff. No. It says that stoners are on the job. A new report has found that nearly 1 in 10 Americans are showing up to work high on marijuana. This is a survey conducted in partnership with SurveyMonkey, and it found that 9.7% of Americans fessed up to smoking cannabis before they showed up to work. The data analyzed marijuana and prescription drug habits of 534 Americans. Cannabis in the workplace seemed linked as of late. And, of course, these places, the workplaces, don't have a way to test you, as some of them used to test people for drugs, hard drugs, that type of thing. They're not doing that. So, you know, I don't know zip about marijuana, frankly. But, some of these people, co-founder Beaudry, a 15-employee startup based in Denver, says he has yet to create a policy strictly for marijuana use in the workplace. And, that's probably going to be a bigger problem. It's how many states? I think 23 states allow medical marijuana, and 2 allow marijuana, period, under certain type of conditions. Yeah, 23 states allow medical marijuana, and then it's illegal in Colorado and Washington State. And pot can be purchased for medical use in 23 different states. I wonder how careful that examination is before you get your little permission to get your prescription. But anyway, isn't that incredible? I like what Apple's doing. Apple said Wednesday night that it's making it impossible for the company to turn over data from most iPhones or iPads to the police, even when they have a search warrant. They're taking a hard new line as tech companies attempt to blunt allegations that they have too readily participated in government efforts to collect user information. You know, your phone, no matter what your company is, if you're storing stuff on the cloud, I mean, it's like, storing stuff in a, 20-story building 50 years ago. I mean, that's how much information you can store, and who knows what the limits are if you're willing to pay a little money. So they're saying in their new iOS 8 system, they're not going to do that. This thing will be out in the next several weeks, the iOS 8 operating system. It's capable of breaking in info for police will steadily dwindle to the point where only devices several years old can be unlocked by Apple. So in other words, the new things will restrict that. And, I know the police sometimes need warrants, but they don't need to browse your whole life. And we'll have to see how that turns out. I think there's going to be some legal repercussions with Apple because it's the iPhone and the iPad is very popular. They are very popular instruments. And I'm sure that obviously sometimes they're used in crime and setting up crime. Okay. Here's a very long article about the U.S. prison population. We have the largest prison population in the world. 1.57 million inmates are behind bars in federal, state, and county prisons around the country. We've had some escapes here. We just had one up our Northwest Correctional Center up in Toledo from an institution, and then I commented on those last week, escapes down in, I think it was Lima, Ohio, where they just jumped out and went over the fence. And black men are 6 times more likely than white men to be in prison. Hispanic are 2.4 more likely. And nobody ever looks at the fact and shows that, unfortunately, those folks are committing these crimes a lot more. Take a look at the black homicide rate, et cetera, et cetera. It's terrible. And everybody wants that to be changed. And I wish we knew the answer to it. A lot of people think the answer is having fathers in the home, which a very high percentage of fathers are not present in African-American homes that are raising children. This was interesting. Florida. Florida, I love it, peeled. They repealed, whoops, what happened there? Oh, what happened? Mike? Let's try again. That's Orlando. My gosh, you can't even set them off. Ocala City Council voted to repeal an ordinance banning saggy pants. It was a 4-1 vote on Tuesday. Local NAACP President Loretta Pompey Jenkins, it's interesting, unless they pronounce it Pompey, but Pompey Jenkins applauded the action, saying the issue should be dealt with at home and church or by community groups instead of the government. Well, she makes a very strong point. Unfortunately, it isn't. I'm sure you've seen it yourself, you know, in person. We've certainly seen videos. So, you know, why should we be looking at somebody's, you know, rectum, et cetera? I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. But, you know, their ordinance said they could not wear their pants below 2 inches below their natural waistline. Offenders were going to be fined up to $500 and 60 days in jail. But that might have been a little overreach there. New recognition is coming along. I'll just comment on it very quickly. The FBI is going to come out with a new biometric identification system that's based on facial recognition. Folks have been working on this for years. It sounds like the FBI is it's called RatPack. It enables FBI authorized entities the ability to receive ongoing status notifications of any criminal history on specific individuals. And I guess they can use this IPS facial recognition service will provide, it's called the Interstate Photo System, and it will provide law enforcement agencies across the country an image searching capability of photographs. That's going to be something if it works. That is going to be something. Hey, this is just a story of entrepreneurship that I read on the a newspaper here, on the internet here several days ago. How about this? In the early 2000s, it was in the early 2000s, and Tori Paide, P-A-I-D-E, was stressed out, sleep-deprived, single, 20-something, living in DuPont Circle. She was self-described as a crazy Washington girl, working hard for $25,000 a year. She was hitting happy hours. Her hair was falling out. She had digestion problems. She just felt terrible physically. I felt too young to feel this way. A friend at a happy bar said she should go get acupuncture. She went to Bethesda, the medical center. It was one of those moments and days. I got on the table. She did her thing, and I could not believe how much better I felt physically and mentally. It cleared my mind. She paid the woman $80. That wasn't the medical center. Excuse me. She just went to Bethesda, Maryland. She paid the woman $80, and then something hit her. I did the math on how much she could make a day. Then I did the math on if I had 8 people doing it in the same office immediately, I was like, I want to do this. She quit her job, enrolled in some science courses, and embarked on a master's degree in acupuncture at Thai Sophia Institute in Southern Howard County, now called Maryland University of Integrated Health. She now pulls down. Are you sitting down? She now makes a quarter of $1 million a year in income as the owner of two spas with the owner of two spas with a third one on the way. Can you believe that? She was making $25,000 a year, and now she's making a quarter of $1 million in income as the owner of these two spas. Only in America, right? Well, maybe not only, but it's very prevalent. But I thought that was a great, great thing. She now pushed on. And she's doing very, very well. You know how you see people walking down the street with their cell phones and they can't raise their head up and they're stuck on these things like all day and they're sending their 500 text messages a day? Well, China has now provided sidewalk lanes for them. I have the picture. I think it was in Xinhua. I don't know what the paper was. But anyway, I have the picture. Well, no, it was on Engadget. Excuse me. I have the picture where they have the regular sidewalk lanes, and then they have the lanes for people using their cell phones. And you're supposed to stay in that lane if you're using your cell phone. China China's got the idea right, I think. Boy, I see people, stumble, bump into people, all the time. And I live in a little town, but it's a two-college town, so that has something to do with it. I'm not going to comment on the Mexican president, but, he doesn't like what Governor Perry's doing by sending National Guard troops on the border. I wonder why he doesn't like that. I wonder, too. Okay, how about this one? How do we get to your students? That's enough. That's enough news. I did the plastic bags. Plastic bags are out in the state of California. The Senate passed it 22-15 Friday, and it sent it to Brown. It was approved by the Assembly a day early. We'll see if Brown's going to sign that, but you cannot have a plastic bag in California. You talk about serious business. That's really it. Hey, legalize the drugs or whatever, but let's don't have plastic bags. Okay, that's it. What we're going to do tonight, you have to give me a chance to get it set up, but we're going to listen, and people have commented to me about these wonderful one-minute ads that have been on television from the NRA. You'll see nice-looking people, white, black, oriental, men, women, making some kind of statement about about the values. And the values they're talking about, each one will talk about like one value. And one of the values, let me give you the list of what they talk about. And my point about doing this tonight, they're 1 minute, and we're going to play all 15 of them. So that'll be 15 minutes work, plus some commentary of mine about these. But what's interesting about these things, let me shut him up here for a moment. What's interesting about these, they deal with American values. I mean that's what they're about. And the values that they're talking about are good neighbor, being a neighbor, controlling anger or being angered for the right things. Number three is courage, having courage. That's an American virtue that used to be prominent. The golden rule, how about that? Wonder where they got that idea. The honest broker, I think that's kind of talking about politicians. Media dishonesty, moms and dads, money, privacy, safety, selective law enforcement. A little message there to the police about, let's be honest about what you're doing, and selective law enforcement for the right, do selective law enforcement for the right reasons. Service, helping other people, speech, our language, work ethic, and then secret police. And these things are really good. They are so professionally done. And if you watch any of the news stations, I think the NRA, headed by Wayne LaPierre, who is the head of NPI, of the National Rifle Association. In fact, he autographed one of my books once at a conference. My book that I did called With Liberty and Justice, or With Liberty and Justice for All, my gun book. Wayne LaPierre is the head of that, and I forget how long he's been there, but quite a ways, but he's always been a big supporter of it. But these ads are so well done. I mean, professionally, the video, the choosing of the actors, the presenters, they're really fine. And if you get a chance, you can go to the NRA site and then click on this NRA TV campaign, and you'll get, on the left side, you'll get a very easy display to use of each one that you can click on: anger, courage, golden rule, honest broker, or whatever. So what we're going to do is listen to some of these tonight, and I'm trying to get through most of them. I'll probably interrupt and comment a little bit, perhaps on each one, but not all. But they are really professionally done. And what NRA is trying to say, these are values that America needs to recapture and make them a major, major part of our life. And I am very impressed with how this was done and the particular values and points that they're trying to make. So give me a chance to set this up, and here we go.
What's going wrong with our country? It seems more and more like we're surrounded by people on edge. You feel at the office where too many bosses bully and belittle anyone beneath them. And then comes rush hour, where traffic crawls and tempers flare, and the road belongs to the angriest among us. This poison even infests little leagues and soccer tournaments. From the stands and sidelines, you watch parents unleash unimaginable behavior upon their own kids. This isn't right, and it can't last. All of this anger destroys trust and teamwork, and due to time, our nation. So how do we turn it around? It starts with everyone who still believes in stability, responsibility, and virtue. Men and women who can disagree without disrespect, who lead by example and believe in something bigger than a drop ball on a rough day. The good guys. You'll find 5 million of us in the National Rifle Association of America. We're moms and dads, teachers and coaches, your neighbors, friends on the road, and we know how to make a difference. It's time we honor the good guys again. If you feel how we feel, join me.
Very good. I have a friend of mine who coaches a little league baseball team, and some of the most difficult to control in terms of anger are the parents of the children. I mean, I cannot believe the things I hear. Back in the Ice Age, I played little baseball and that sort of stuff, and, you know, your mom and dad sit in the stands and shut up, and now they jump on the field, they curse, they swear. I mean, just unbelievable, uncontrollable anger. So let's hear the one on courage. This is courage.
Is there anything still worth fighting for? Because we are surrounding a world that demands we submit, become, and believe in nothing. And more we do. The yes men who turn their heads when the boss breaks the rules. The cowards who pretend they don't notice the elderly man fall and who walk right past a little girl who's way too young to be here alone. To raise the volume, to silence the scream in the night. It takes courage to face the world at its worst, to run toward burning buildings and struggling neighbors, dishonesty, corruption, and abuse. Knowing what must be done won't be done unless you do it. That's what good guys do, and that's why we're still free. We're the 5 million men and women of the National Rifle Association of America, and we will never back down. Join us today.
I like that one, too, and of course they're trying to increase their membership, but I think an organization that purports these values may be an organization that people should be joining, let alone the issue of guns and the right to possess those. It sounds like they're on track. Let's listen to this next one called The Golden Rule. Where in the world did they get that idea?
Do you still believe in the Golden Rule? Then you must feel surrounded by a world that doesn't seem to care about it at all. You've heard about wise guys on Wall Street who rigged the system to make sure that part-timers don't have a chance. The politicians who write laws will never follow themselves. And the spin doctors they hire to hide their true intentions from the people. Even in your own town and neighborhood, you've seen people turn their backs on each other, close their hearts, and mute their conscience. When three people know the right choice but refuse to make it, we give up on each other, and we give up on our freedom, too. That's what makes good guys so special. They will never give up. We are the 5 million men and women of the National Rifle Association of America, and we still believe in the Golden Rule. Join us today.
That's one that goes a long way and has throughout history in not only Christian nations but other nations of the world. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Let's listen to this one. This one's called Honest Broker.
Do you still believe in the honest broker? Because you are surrounded by a world where lying is end and the truth means little.
Where kids learn quick, you better learn to lie to your parents so you can lie to your teachers, lie to your boss, lie to your spouse, and lie to yourself. That's the path to the top, where the best lies are called spins, and the buck never stops. But the good guys are still here. They're in our neighborhoods, schools, office buildings, assembly lines, and military bases. And all of them believe that getting away with a lie means getting away with nothing at all. We don't have to honor the liars and glamorize the con artists. America has enough heroes already. It's time to believe in honesty again. We're the 5 million men and women of the National Rifle Association of America. Join us today.
Oh, very interesting one for sure. How about media dishonesty? Let's listen to that one.
What does it mean for a country when its citizens turn on the news and expect to be misled? Because the reporters who once served as freedom's fearless watchdogs feel like distant characters in a fading memory. Today, too many journalists are just actors playing to their boss's script. Why tell the truth when you can sell a lie for more? There's a price to pay for all this dishonesty. If the free press won't protect free people, it's our job to demand they do it. Do the work you say you do. Aim your First Amendment against hypocrisy and corruption like a hammer of people. Kick down the doors of any leader who deceives us, and never tolerate dishonesty from your own ranks. That's what the good guys mean. We're the 5 million men and women of the National Rifle Association of America, and we will not play along. Join us today.
Well, that's an important one to pay attention to. Our reporters nowadays seem to be almost just actors. And now they're reporting, tweet me, and then they talk about 20 tweets that people sent to them who you don't even know who the people are. If they even give their name, you don't know if that's the actual person. And I wonder if there aren't some media places that are actually creating the so-called quote-unquote interesting tweets, and then they just comment on it themselves. Who knows? Anyway, we'll see. But it's an important value. We depend on reporters. I mean, good investigative journalists sometimes get in trouble nowadays, but, you know, they bring out things for us. They bring us information. They get on the ground and talk about things that we need to know about after they've found out the information. All right, let's listen to this one about mom and dad. Mom and dad, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you still believe in mom and dad? Because you are surrounded by a world where, for too many, being a parent no longer means being there. Where texts and emails somehow make up for absence. We remember parents who were there when things went right and there when things went wrong. Every doubt, every hurdle, every victory. Never to force their values upon us, but to live them before us. Parents who let us feel pain and failure and truth and all of the tough things that come with freedom, whose punishments were as real as their forgiveness. They were always there, and they're still here. They're the good guys, and they're the best part of the 5 million men and women of the National Rifle Association of America. Join us today.
Anyone that works in the education or the human services business, realizing how broad that is, from policing to social work to whatever, really realizes the value of a family and what it does for children. And those of us that had good parents are blessed, and I feel so sorry for those that were raised, you know, who knows, you know, there'll be one woman will have the kid for 2 weeks and then dump them off to somebody else for 3 weeks and put them in an aunt's home for 8 more weeks and change schools and all that business thing, and then no one to discipline and talk to them and to counsel them like children need almost every day of their life. And, of course, reward children and bless them for what they're doing. All right, let's listen to the one on money. How about that?
Hello,
Hold on a second. I think we have to reboot for this. Don't leave.
Are billions of dollars more powerful than your life? What would it mean for our country if one man's money could buy other men's rights? And who are we as Americans if we let that happen? Because ours is the only country founded for the most common of common men, a place where freedom's riches are guaranteed to each of us, to speak and write and work and worship and resist as we choose. Because we're the good guys, we teach our kids what's right and wrong, go to work with passion and pride, help our neighbors, and try to live by the golden rule. And we will never let a billionaire tell us his life matters and ours do not. You don't get to make that judgment, Mr. Bloomberg. We are the 5 million men and women of the National Rifle Association of America. Join us today.
That's an interesting one. Don't let money overcome us. For many people it has. Even if they don't have it, trying to get it. And criminals know that, but they try everything they can to get money from people who earned it themselves. Let's listen to the one on neighbor. Hold on. I think they kind of limit you and they make you go back after you've seen about six of these things.
What kind of a country turns its tax collectors into secret police? Still believe in privacy? Because you are surrounded by a world that says if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. But what kind of government spies on its own people? A government that bullies its citizens to comply and calls you paranoid if you won't. But is it paranoid to wonder what good can ever come from your life story existing on a government server? And is it paranoid to think that no one, and especially no government, has the right to collect your personal information without your knowledge, oversight, or permission? Demanding privacy doesn't mean you're hiding something. It means you believe in something. The right to a private life is one of freedom's greatest blessings. That's what the good guys believe. We are the 5 million men and women of the National Rifle Association of America. Join us today.
Indeed, privacy is one of the most valued of the values in a free society. And that's a very good statement. By the way, on each one of these, you can listen and watch, of course, the excellent videos, but you can also click underneath there and get the whole speech itself, the one-minute speech, in case you wanted to copy and paste those things out and put them into a document of some sort and keep them handy because they are very important values that you might want to even refer to your children. Okay, let's listen and see if we can get safety going. Okay. Here's
what
secret police.
What kind of a country turns its tax collectors into secret police? And what do you call a government that values its own survival above the rights of its people? A country where leaders act like mob bosses, attacking citizens with rules and restrictions they fear they'll never have the power to overcome. Where the content of your prayers is between you, your God, and your government. Our nation of laws is becoming a nation of corruption, where whoever has the power throws their punches while they can. Everyone loses under this type of lawlessness. So we must do now what we've always done as Americans. As good guys, speak out. No government agency
million men and women of the National Rifle Association of America, leaders in the fight for freedom for all. Join us.
We say we're a nation of laws, not a nation of men. But do you still believe it? Too often the law doesn't seem written honestly and enforced fairly. And we watch lawmakers escape their own rules with loopholes and vague language. What does it say about our country when a law can be enforced one year and forgotten the next? When the rules change when leaders do, and the words on the books don't really matter? Is America really providing a level playing field for opportunity, safety, and freedom? If the game changes with your neighborhood or tax bracket, this isn't the nation the good guys want. We want our children to know truth and honesty and fairness, a country with a compass for right and wrong. We are the 5 million men and women of the National Rifle Association of America. And our fight for freedom for all means nothing without justice for all, too. Join us today.
Okay, that one was on selective law enforcement. Here's the value statement made by the NRA on service. Service.
What could be worse for a country than to lose the confidence of the young patriotic kids who dream of service as a calling, an adventure, and a duty they can't refuse? An entire generation that can no longer believe they'll be honorably led and never forgotten. That watched leaders seem willing to abandon those who serve. And even worse, leave them and their families vulnerable to a lifetime of neglect and poverty. What could be worse for a country than a generation that is unwilling to serve? It's the most dangerous symptom of a national sickness. The young men and women who swear an oath to defend freedom and obey their leaders should never feel even a flicker of a doubt that those leaders have their backs. Service is the sacred duty of a free people. Those who believe that so deeply they risk their lives for it deserve an unshakable loyalty, a commitment over all commitments. That's what good guys believe. And the 5 million men and women of the National Rifle Association of America stand in fight for that commitment. We feel what you feel. Join us.
That one is a very touching video. The gentleman that makes that presentation is a former Navy SEAL, and the video is really good in terms of combat settings and et cetera. But check that out on your own and pass some of these videos around. We have a couple more to go, so let's see if we can get those to work. Here's one on speech, if it were.
Do you still believe in speaking your mind? Because those who do are growing fewer and fewer. While too many people act as if disagreement means disrespect, American schools once produced ideas like a blacksmith forges steel, and new ones emerged from the heat of critical challenge. But today, too many campuses enforce strict conformity of opinion. They censor their newspapers and constrain their students, subtly teaching that the way to succeed in the world isn't to challenge it, but submit to it. So we've created a country where when anyone breaks from the script with an unsanctioned opinion, reporters and critics descend upon them, microphones clutched like pitchforks. Something is wrong when free speech comes at such a high cost. When we no longer care to distinguish between a bad idea and the principle behind it. When no one speaks freely, causes can't be championed, and the truth will be lost. So who are the people who still revere the principles of individual expression? They're the good guys, voicing their values behind closed doors and before the world, because they know that America will fall as soon as good people fail to speak for themselves. We are the 5 million men and women of the National Rifle Association of America, and we will always say what we truly believe. Join us today.
That's another very good one. Let's see if we can get them all in here. I think I have two more. This one's on work ethic. I will again reiterate, I guess that's redundant, but I'll reiterate that these videos are very well done. And you can get the text of each one of these values that they're talking about. Let's try work ethic.
Do you still believe hard work is its own reward? Because we live in a society that values leisure above everything. Our most valued citizens are entertainers, celebrities, discovered, packaged, sold and forgotten, one after the other. School kids can name 100 of them for every philanthropist, small business owner, scientist, or soldier. 1,000 for every average parent on an assembly line or a construction site. What does it mean for our country when entertainment seems more valuable than anything else? But there are still hundreds of millions of Americans working as hard as ever, good guys who don't seek the spotlight but deserve it. And for the future of our country, we are the 5 million men and women of the National Rifle Association of America, a voice for those hard at work. Join us today.
That's certainly important. Work ethic. Let's emphasize that one for sure. Let's two more to go. Let's see if we can get the one to work on neighbor. It's going to.
Do you still believe in your neighbors? Are you surrounded by a world where doors stay locked and windows shuttered? Where streets that once rang with bike bells and shouts have gone empty and silent? So how do you know who the good guys are? Well, consider this. Which sticker on your new neighbor's truck says the most about you, inspires the most confidence and trust? A sports logo? A radio station? Or these three letters? Few symbols speak so clearly and proudly about what you stand for and who you are. A good guy. Someone who believes in community and that country. Where you can trust to act when others would not. We're the 5 million men and women of the National Rifle Association of America. And if you're one of the good guys, too, join us.
That's a very well done video. And the last one we'll play here has to do with safety. Let's see if we can crank that one up.
Do you believe the government can keep you safe? You can say it can, and you can even choose to act as if it can. But do you truly believe it? Do you believe speed limits, stoplights, and turn lanes shield you from road rage and drunk drivers? And as good as they are, and as hard as they try, do you believe police officers will be there when you need them the most? What's the cost to a country that thinks its rules can shield good people from bad things? Are we insulated from reality? So arrogant that we believe we can legislate evil out of bad people's hearts? The truth is, the government can't always protect us. Our safety is our job, because our lives are our job. And for the bad guys, that's bad news. We are the 5 million men and women of the National Rifle Association of America. And we believe the good guys deserve every chance to be safe.
That is an important one. Also, safety, for sure. I mean, what can't you do, or what can you do if you're not physically and emotionally safe, I might add. So anyway, that if you take a look at the NRA site, it's home.nra.org. You can Google, of course, but or DuckDuckGo. home.nra.org. A lot of people don't even know about DuckDuckGo, but if you want to do some searching for things, people, whatever, and not have it, any of it tracked, then DuckDuckGo is one of those, one of the good websites that that actually does that and protects your privacy and theirs, other people's. But anyway, if you look at the NRA's site, it's just very well done. There's a directory of all kinds of things, that, and they have lists of the organizations that they team up with and special events, and they have a section on their special events, and they got a bunch of them. For example, the NRA Women's Wilderness Escape, that's coming up September 20 to 27th and September 28th to October 5th, and that's at Raton. Is that how you pronounce that? I'm not familiar with that. Are you, Mike? Raton, New Mexico. And events, history of the NRA, very interesting history. And you can read about all of that. And they have another section on the NRA store. And you can get packs and backpacks and all kinds of other things at the NRA store. A few more tactical items. I'm not sure what they mean by that. But the NRA often gets a bad rap. And it's a very well-controlled organization made up of very decent, should I say, many times God-loving people. And I think you can do well. If you look at their store, boy, they have stuff on everything imaginable. Kids' stuff, survival gear, sweatshirts, women's gear, hats, on and on and on. Drinkware, not sure what that is. But anyway, take a look at the NRA site, and I think you'll be very pleased. And plan on spending some time, because there's a lot of other things. There are NRA tactical things on there, too. They have new categories where they actually teach you some things on the NRA's website. So it's a very fine organization promoting these values that we just talked about, these 15 values. And what organization do you know of that puts those out front like this? And I think it's a great endeavor that the NRA has done. Well, I think that's all we're going to do for tonight. We'll close this down and we'll ask Vera Lynn to sign us off again like she always does, and does it beautifully. By the way, if you've never looked at some Vera Lynn music site on YouTube, look at some of them. So there's one that's, I can't tell you exactly where it is, but where she's celebrating, you know, she was born in like 1927 or something like that, and she's singing in like 1990 or maybe even later than that, but it's beautiful. But here she goes.
Again, don't know when, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do. Till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know. Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing. We'll meet again. Don't know when, don't know when, but I know.